A unique medical technology company relocates to Salt Lake City. Senator Orrin Hatch says he's ready to reform immigration. And state legislators plan to reintroduce a couple of defeated gun bills. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Monday, April 29th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A pediatric medical device company has relocated from Silicon Valley to Salt Lake City. It's called Fixes for Kids, and it recently launched its first instrument designed to improve how elbow fractures are treated in children. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Once upon a time, a broken arm meant a bulky white cast covered in classmates' signatures. But in the future, it will be a sleek, black, customized orthosis.
You know, we can loosen this. And then you can see here, so if the arm swelled, you know, you say, okay, now let's customize the adjustability to it, right?
That's Kurt Vetter, CEO and co-founder of Fixes for Kids. He's holding a prototype of a new medical device just going on the market. The orthosis is not only meant to improve on the old cast, but it also fits into a device that surgeons can use to better set the bone and the pins that hold it in place. Vetter says the hope is to reduce the chance of further injury or nerve damage and avoid errors that can lead to deformities. Broken elbows are the most common fractures in kids ages 3 to 12.
We're the first in the world to kind of take this problem of the child and want to improve it with medical technology.
The company was started in 2009 in the Silicon Valley. Vetter says they chose to move their headquarters to Salt Lake City for several reasons.
Utah's got a great entrepreneurial startup mentality, and it works well with small companies, and it's got a great environment for kind of building out companies that can do it efficiently and effectively here.
Vetter says it's twice as expensive to run the company from California as it is in Utah. The Salt Lake City operation includes a team of design engineers and a marketing and finance group. Most of the manufacturing is in North Dakota. Since the relocation, Fixes for Kids has received funds from local angel groups, as well as a grant from the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Development. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch has been critical of immigration reform bills in the past, but he says it's now time to fix the nation's broken immigration system. Hatch told the Salt Lake Tribune that he views the bipartisan Senate proposal as a solid starting point, but he isn't ready to support the deal yet. Hatch says the bipartisan proposal's 13-year citizenship track satisfies his longtime demand that unauthorized immigrants should not get citizenship faster than those who went through legal channels. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is bringing high-profile political figures, business leaders, and campaign donors to Utah this summer for a political retreat. They include his running mate from 2012, Congressman Paul Ryan, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, is also on the list, but it also includes a couple of Democrats, David Axelrod, who was a senior political advisor to President Obama, and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Two state legislators plan to reintroduce bills in the next session of the legislature that failed to become law this year. Representative John Mathis's bill that would have allowed adults to carry a concealed weapon if there was no round in the chamber was vetoed by Governor Gary Herbert. Senator Alan Christensen says they'll also be backing a bill that would declare the state's sole authority to regulate firearms in Utah. A canal breach sent a wall of mud and water into a residential area in Murray Saturday afternoon. Streets were swamped and at least 8 homes were damaged. No one was injured, but neighbors and friends turned out yesterday to help with the cleanup. The irrigation company says it saw no problems when it inspected the canal 2 weeks ago. Wild horse advocates held rallies across the country yesterday to object to plans by the federal government to remove Mustangs from western rangelands and to proposals to sell captive wild horses for slaughter. They're hoping the new Secretary of the Interior will change the policies of the Bureau of Land Management. More than 40,000 wild horses have been removed from public land in the past 4 years. Some have been adopted, but the rest are being held permanently at government facilities. And finally, authorities in Cottonwood Heights have ordered Thomas Cobb to get rid of all but one of the exotic snakes he keeps at his home. He says the collection of 29 boa constrictors cost him more than $100,000, but he doesn't have an exotic pet permit. Cobb says he's distraught over giving up the snakes, which he says all have unusual genetic mutations. And that is your KUER News Pod for Monday, April 29th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.